Welcome. Yep, it's time for the good stuff. And Mike and Kim, along with you, to share a few good things for you today to brighten up your day. One of those things could be a little recreational trip, a little R&R to Cherry County and the Valentine area. Come check out the river, the lake, the refuge, the forest, the Smith Falls, Snake Falls, any of those. Lots of things to fun things to do outdoors here, and a little fishing, sailing, whatever it might be in Cherry County. Go to visitvalentine.com to find out 50 things to do.
Tri-State Livestock News is a commercial cattleman's publication. It's located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. They've got the latest in reputable cow-calf herd information, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets, and so much more. Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com to subscribe. It's what ranchers read.
This is called Never Forget Your Friends, forwarded from Clyde Smith to the Good Stuff. A newlywed young man was sitting on the porch on a hot, humid day, sipping iced tea with his father. As he talked about adult life, marriage, responsibilities, and obligations, the father thoughtfully stirred the ice cubes in his glass and cast a clear, sober look at his son. Never forget your friends, he advised. They will become more important to you as you get older. Regardless of how much you love your family and the children you happen to have, you will always need friends. Remember to go out with them occasionally. Do activities with them. Call them. What strange advice, thought the young man. I just entered the married world. I'm an adult, and surely my wife and the family that we will start will be everything I need to make sense of my life. Yet, he obeyed his father, kept in touch with his friends, and annually increased their number. Over the years, he became aware that his father knew what he was talking about. Inasmuch as time and nature carry out their designs and mysteries on a man, friends were the bulwarks of his life. After 60 years of life, here is what he learned. Time passes, life goes on, the distance separates, children grow up, children cease to be children and become independent. And to the parents, it breaks their heart, but the children are separated of the parents. Jobs come and go. Illusions, desires, attractions weaken. People do not do what they should do. The heart breaks. The parents die. Colleagues forget the favors. The races are over. But true friends are always there, no matter how long or how many miles away they are. A friend is never more distant than the reach of a need, intervening in your favor, waiting for you with open arms or blessing your life. When we start this adventure called life, we did not know of the incredible joys or sorrows that were ahead. We did know how much we would need from each other. Love your parents, take care of your children, but keep a good group of friends. Dialogue with them, but do not impose your criteria. Remember your friends, even those you seldom see, who make sense of your life. Never forget your friends. Thanks to Clyde for sharing that with us so we could share it with you on the good stuff.
So Murphy and his wife went for a stroll in the park.
Murphy?
Murphy. They sit down on the bench to rest for a while. Soon, they overhear voices coming from a secluded spot nearby. Suddenly, Mrs. Murphy realizes that a young man is about to propose. Not wanting to be eavesdropping during such an intimate moment, she gently nudges her husband and whispers, "Whistle," to let that young couple know that someone can hear them. To which Murphy replies, "Whistle? Why should I whistle? Nobody whistled to warn me."
No, Murphy, no.
No, no, no. Not the point of the whistle at all. And Sarah was reading a newspaper while her husband was engrossed in a magazine. Suddenly, she burst out laughing. "Listen to this," she said. "There's a classified ad here where a man is offering to swap his wife for a season ticket to the stadium." "Hmm," her husband said, not looking up from his magazine. Teasing him, Sarah said, "Would you swap me for a season ticket?" "Absolutely not." "How sweet, honey. Tell me why." "Well, the season's almost half over."
Wouldn't get your money's worth out of that. If you have something to share on the good stuff, we always enjoy hearing from some of our listeners across the area. So send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening on great radio stations like Bowman, North Dakota's KPOK 1340 AM. Good Time Radio. Thanks for listening to the good stuff.